cash, every movie costs $2,184.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Backtracks Theme Music. My name is Corey Mercer, joined, as always, by the lovable John Mariano. How are you doing tonight, John?
I'm here, Corey. I take that as a win.
And so do I. I'm glad to see you. I'm also glad to see our special guest here tonight. You know him, you love him, as part of Feeding the Monster, the character Hillbilly Scribbs, and doing a lot of good for a lot of folks. It's our good friend, Jeff Saunders. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on, guys. I was kind of looking for a reason to come back on, and I have this thing that I'm doing right now, and it kind of tied in with one of the movies that I thought it would be fun for us to talk about. Right now, we're kind of smack dab in the middle of our fundraising efforts that we do every year with the St. Baldrick's Foundation. And those of you that have been like tagging along with us for a while have heard of this, but for those of you that are new, what St. Baldrick's is they're a charity organization that raises money for the sole purpose of funding childhood cancer research. And this is a cause that's very, very close to my heart. And each year we raise some money, and all that culminates in a big shave event where we shave our hair off of our heads to celebrate these kids and to show a little bit of support and a little bit of solidarity with them. So it's a great time. It's for a great cause. And it allows us to take like something that is pretty serious, but have a smile while we're helping out with it. And that's kind of the point. And that's kind of why I picked this song from this movie for us to talk about today. I thought we would talk about the song Ooh Child from Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's right. And maybe explain kind of the relevance of Guardians of the Galaxy and what you're doing at St. Baldrick's.
Right, right. Well, one of the big story beats in this movie is our main character, Peter Quill, who becomes Star-Lord. When he's a child, he loses his mother to cancer. And that's something that he really spends most of his life up until the final battle in the movie trying to reconcile. And then at the end, right after this song plays, he's able to reconcile, you know, her passing and reconnect with her. And this song kicks that off. It also has like a very, very positive, hopeful message to it. And I think a hopeful message that can speak to a lot of kids who are in this fight.
Well, it's a perfect choice for tonight's show, Jeff. Thank you very much for bringing it forward. And I've been following your journey with St. Baldrick's for a few years now. You've done everything from live streams to charity movie trivia matches. So I can't wait to watch this year's live stream. When is that happening?
So this will be, I'm not sure exactly. It'll be sometime the end of February or the first week in March. Our head shaving events will be on Friday, March 3rd and Saturday, March 4th this year. So everything we do will kind of build up to that weekend.
And Jeff, if I want to donate or if I want to be involved somehow, what do you recommend for anybody out there listening to either get more involved or to donate to the cause?
That's a great, great question, John. So you can, if you just want to learn about St. Baldrick's, you can go to stbaldricks.org and there's it's very easy to navigate the website. They have a lot of great information there. If you want to find a local event in your area or a local team or someone in your neck of the woods to support, there's a search box there at the top where you can type in your city, and you would be surprised to see like how how prevalent these things are. They're everywhere. And the charity started around St. Patrick's Day, the first year it began. So this time of the year that we're coming up to, you'll see a bunch of them. So that's one way you can do it. You can, if you want to join up, you can join up as a shavee and shave your head, or you can join up as a volunteer and just raise donations. Both of those are very important. It's the donations that we're trying to raise, after all, to help fund the research. If you want to support me or my team in that search engine, if you type in Shaving Lives, it'll pull up our team, Shaving Lives 2023, and you can click on it and give us some support.
And now, Jeff, they're not really supporting you per se.
No,
they're like, you do this wonderful cause because you work with these children every day, and this mm-hmm. is a very near and dear thing to your heart, a very near and dear cause to your heart. Support you really enlightened Corey and myself on the subject, on the charity, on the event. You want to talk a little bit more about who everybody's helping out by getting involved?
Sure. So where the money goes that they raise, the majority of it goes to fund childhood cancer research grants. So these would be grants that would help pay for studies. Studies are the way that we go about finding new treatments and potentially cures for all the different childhood cancers out there. There are, depending on which website you look at or which organization you look at, there's anywhere from 12 to 14 types of childhood cancer. And each one of those types has several subtypes. So there's actually hundreds of different childhood cancers out there. And each one usually requires a very specific, a very particularly catered treatment plan for it. So there is a huge, huge need for more research. And just because of the way things work, that research requires funding. So any money donated goes to fund that. The other thing that it helps to fund is new legislature. The St. Baldrick's Foundation has played a key role in helping to pass the STAR Act, which is I think it was first passed in 2018. But what it has done is over the past 3 years, it has led to a doubling in the amount of federal funding here in the United States going to childhood cancer research specifically. When they started working on pushing the STAR Act, I think at that time, about 4% of all federal funding was designated just for childhood cancer research. So that's like 4 cents on every dollar that goes toward research is going for the kids, which is a huge, huge disparity. It's still a huge disparity, but we're up to 8 cents on the dollar now. So there has been through their efforts in bringing this legislature to fruition, it's caused a big it's been helpful.
Jeff, thanks for all of that. I think it's really informative. I think it's a really important cause. It's such an important cause that Corey's kind of put me on notice tonight, folks. As you know, I have a bit of a potty mouth when it comes to the shows I do with Corey. And because we're doing this for Jeff tonight, and it's more of a PG-13 kind of vibe, think of me more like Deadpool, but think of Jeff like Disney when he shows up. And I have to say the phrase right now, because we're talking about cancer, and I have very strong feelings about cancer. And I'm going to say it once, so that way we can get it out of the way before we're allowed one. F cancer.
I love that. I love that, John. I have a suggestion. Here's my suggestion for tonight's recording and like all of y'all's recordings, like up until St. Baldrick's. I think you should have a swear jar.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, and you should donate. You should donate the swear jar.
We would cure childhood cancer in no time flat, I'm sure.
I promised Corey 3 minutes tonight. I'm already above my limit.
I told John Dad to be good for the first 3 minutes, and he's been doing a heck of a job. So, but as you mentioned, he's now overtime. So who knows what's going to come out of that mouth next?
Yeah, all I know is that we are talking about a movie that I absolutely adore. So probably not that many curses. It's such a feel good song. Jeff, you really teed it up nicely for us today. Why, like, I know because of the cause, I know because of Peter Quill's mom and the cancer tie-in, that was a big reason why you wanted to do this. But why do you love Guardians of the Galaxy so much?
So I am a huge, huge space fantasy guy. Like, I literally cut my teeth on Star Wars when it comes to movies. With the Marvel stuff and the MCU films, this in a lot of ways is their Star Wars. So when I first watched Guardians of the Galaxy, there were just so many things in it that, like, were so different than all of the other MCU stuff that had come out. And really, I'd say most of the comic book movies in general that had come before it. There was just something in it that, like, really grabbed a hold of me and tickled my nostalgia and really pulled me in.
You went with the Five Starship song. Now my brother will play this soundtrack on repeat for my nephews, so I'm really familiar with it.
Did you say Five Starships?
Isn't it
Five Stair Steps?
Oh, Five Starships, Five Starships. Okay, I need what us Earth folk call glasses, and that's very tiny on the screen. And Stair Steps and Starships, you can forgive, because they conflate a little bit.
Let's try to get him to swear, Jeff. It didn't work. Sorry,
oh, well. We'll still fill that jar up.
The night is young, but as John mentioned, yes, we're talking about the Five Stair Steps and the single Ooh Ooh Child from 1970, peaked at number 8. On the Billboard Hot 100, and was a big part of the third act finale of Guardians of the Galaxy. What do you say, boys? Should we get into this one?
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Ooh, child. Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Now, this is a great moment in the movie because Ronan the Accuser has all of our heroes dead to rights, and he has the stone. What stone did he have? Was it the space stone?
I think it was the power stone.
Yes. Power stone? And he had it in his mallet there, and he was ready to kind of destroy all life on Xandor. And then Chris Pratt's Peter Quill just started singing that verse and doing a little dance, and it's kind of very indicative of this film. Like you mentioned, it was something different. It's very weird. It's a very weird movie. And I know originally the script for Guardians of the Galaxy, it was very straight laced. It was going to be nothing like Star Wars. It was very, you know, cookie cutter kind of science fiction, paint by numbers. And I think it was Josh Whedon, actually, he was involved with Marvel at the time. He said, "You got James Gunn, just let him go weird." And so that's what he did, and that's why you have a dance off. In the big third act finale of the movie starts off with a dance off to a 1970s R&B track. So kind of a cool way to end your movie, huh?
Well, and what's weird is, like, you get James Gunn embracing the weirdness, and it kind of becomes the signature for Marvel going forward from this film. Like, it only gets weirder and funnier, right? Like, Taika Waititi with the Thor movies leans into that really hard. They start incorporating it into Marvel proper. And now Phase 4 has really leaned hard into the weird. And it's become so popular that now James Gunn is the CEO of DC movies. So we have a lot more weird to come as DC moves into the James Gunn age. But I also wanted to bring up, like I had that stuff up of the five stair steps at the top. And, you know, I was just looking at my phone, kind of familiarizing myself with the band a little bit. And this was the first family of soul up until the Jackson 5 came out. And they were named the Five Stair Steps because their mom, who named the band, Mrs. Burke, thought when she lined all her children up, they looked like stair steps because they looked like one was taller than the next. So that's where the name came from. I thought that was a nifty piece of trivia on the band.
Look at John bringing the knowledge. I like it. Good nice. Job, buddy.
Nice.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
When your head is much lighter, that obviously alludes to getting your head shaved for cancer awareness, right?
Yeah, my head gets a little lighter every year.
Now, are you growing it out nice and shaggy again? It's kind of, you got it all in kind of a little goofy-looking man bun thing tonight, so it's hard to tell.
Well, because this has been the year that I've like tried to get a little healthier and I've tried to get out there and start dating again, I haven't gone for the whole Robin Williams coming out of the Jumanji game look that I do most years. On top, I haven't cut it. It's gotten kind of long, but I've kept the sides and the back, you know, trimmed for business.
Now, are you going to be doing the dye job this year? Like people could donate a certain amount of money to get you to dye your hair a certain color?
That is one of my goals. I think if I get up to $1,000 raised, I think I have that as my goal is to throw some color into this. And actually this year, the plan is Jocelyn Lawrence, who's the coordinator for our local event. She's a beautician.
Okay.
She does hair, so I might actually have her dye my hair this year and maybe record a little bit with her and so she can talk up the charity. She had a son named River who unfortunately was diagnosed with a neuroblastoma, which is a type of childhood cancer at a young age, and fought the good fight, had quite a journey, part of which he spent with us at our hospital. And he ended up passing away, and her and his dad started an organization called Rivers Rainbows, a nonprofit organization that helps out with families that are going through, you know, having a kiddo who's been diagnosed with cancer. So they do a lot of good work, a lot of important work in the community. So she started doing a local event for St. Baldrick's to honor him. So in a way, like every time we shave our head every year, we're also honoring little guy.
Well, I know watching the live stream, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, you were mentioning on the live stream, you're like $50 away from dyeing it another color. And my 10-year-old was like, Dad, we got to donate. We got to get Jeff to dye his hair different. So we threw in the last 50 and you dyed it like a pink or something. It was awesome. So
yeah.
I was hoping you were doing that again this year.
Yeah. I'll probably look like a rainbow before I get it all cut off.
Excellent.
I just wanted to throw out there, I know a lot of the songs that you guys talk about were a little deeper than this. I think there's maybe only about 8 lines of actual lyrics to this that they just repeat, but the message there that they keep going back to as they repeat these lyrics, I think really, really does kind of drive home the hope and the and the positivity that St. Baldrick's tries to promote each year, and really, you know, just promoting that idea that things are going to get better. You know, we've got to do our part to help, but things will get better. And you know, it's so easy with cancer and other you know diseases that are considered terminal diseases. It's very easy to let that, rightfully so, bring you down. But hope is one of the most important things in the world, I would say in the galaxy. And I love that the song is like really pushing that.
And I think taking a step further beyond the song, if you want to take some of the themes of the movie, Jeff, a lot of the children, the fighting the fight right now, they're doing it far away from home.
Yes,
they're doing it in a hospital, but far away from home. Mm-hmm. Not so different than Peter Quill fighting fights far away from home across the galaxy. And one of the things that ties him to home is this mixtape from his mom. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's like the power of music. And James Gunn, like I was just reading a little bit about the making of the film. James Gunn, it was very important for James Gunn to have something that tethered Peter to Earth to remind him of the home. And it had to feel real. It had to feel like a real mixtape that somebody made for someone else with a bunch of cultural touch points. And you can talk about the depth of Ooh Child. You know, you picked Ooh Child, you picked the five stair steps, the precursor to the Jackson Five. The song has a lot of soul to it. It might be a little bit repetitive lyrically, but we're not here to break down the lyrics of the song. They're definitely changing it up with the way they sing it throughout the song. Mm-hmm. And you can see this being a song where Peter growing up in his house with his mom, you know, whether she's cooking him dinner, tucking him in, doing some chores around the house, whatever's going on at that time, because she's a single parent raising her son. You know, whether they're even doing homework, listening to this record or cassette. You can see this being the type of thing tethering either the Earth. It reminds me, like, when I was growing up, my mother listened to a lot of Motown. Mm-hmm. And when Motown plays, I'm always brought back to my childhood at home with my mom, no matter what. And Peter's connection to this music isn't so different than that.
And I got to point out, Jeff, you said a lot of the songs we do on this show are deeper. You were here when we did Cannonball Run, right? Because that's about as shallow as it gets.
I didn't say all of them.
You picked a song from a TV show with no words that you'd never seen before.
This is true. I did do that.
There's almost a soulful gospel quality mm-hmm. to when they're singing together as a group, the chorus mm-hmm. like that, right? It's like it hits you as a different instrument, even though it's just people and their voices, right? You know, going from the solo to the core, like the true chorus, is like an elevated part of the song. And the instrument is just adding voices to it. I think it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, this tees up the point in the movie where basically the band does come all together, right? Where they all join hands and are able to defeat Ronan.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about the depth of the show. We are right now talking about a movie where the climax of the movie are... I want to call them people, but they're not quite all people. One of them's a raccoon. all join hands to brandy an infinity stone to wield the power of the universe against an accuser. Like, the dude's job, he's Ronan, the accuser. right? Which, I mean, what is that job really? Like, does he just kick open the door and he's like, I accuse you?
I always wondered that, yeah.
How is that the job, Corey?
I don't know. And why is that such a scary villain? Like, you're going to be eating your Wheaties in the morning. He's just going to burst in. I accuse you of jaywalking. I don't know. And
yeah, I don't know.
I'm drinking Diet Coke. I accuse you of drinking regular Coke your entire life and lying about it.
And now I will raise your planet.
Just to geek out real quick about the song, listen to that bass player. I don't know who's playing bass on this, but he is crushing it. He is all over that fretboard. It's awesome. Just take a minute and really enjoy the bass play.
So another bit of trivia for you guys is Billy Preston introduced the Five Stair Steps to George Harrison, who then signed them to his label. So it's even got a little Beatle connection in there, too.
Very nice.
Very cool.
And before we get too far down the road, I want to keep this episode as positive as I can. I might be joking a little about Ronan the Accuser, but Lee Pace, who plays him, is a phenomenal actor. Mm-hmm. And just about everything I've seen him in, including this, he elevates the role into something more than it would have been without him.
Oh, I agree. And I know a lot of people say, oh, Guardians had a very weak villain. I never saw Ronan the Accuser as being a weak villain, even though we made fun of his whole gimmick. But how Lee Pace plays him, I thought he did tremendous.
Yeah, there was another show, I can't think of it off the top of my head, on a channel, because this is where my brain's at this time of night. but it was about the births of computers and the computer age. Mm-hmm. And Lee Pace plays a character on that show. So if you find that show about computers that Lee Pace is on, he's phenomenal. And it was a criminally underwatched show, and part of the reason is probably because folks like me can't remember the name of it offhand, but it's worth watching.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name either. As soon as we finish, it'll come to me.
I will stop Corey one more time. I'm gonna look it up right now. I'm gonna stop and just name the show.
I know it's, I think it's something and something, but I could be completely wrong. That narrows it
down. So it's
unless
Simon,
it's not
Simon and Schuster. Simon and Simon, that was a show, right? Cagney and Lacey, was it that one?
No. I don't think it was people's names.
Kate and Allie?
No. Jeff's right, though. It is Halt and Catch Fire.
I've heard of that show.
Yeah. Lee Pace was, the whole cast was great on it, but Lee Pace was really great on that show as well.
He was really great in Kate and Allie, too.
I'm going to have to watch that, because I can't picture him without elf ears or blue skin. So... I it'd be neat to watch him doing something more terrestrial.
Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
All right, I got to call it the band here. They're so great. Guitars by Hugh McCracken and Clarence Burke Jr., who's also one of the singers. Bass by Kenny Burke, who's also one of the singers. Keyboards by Richard T. And drums by Bernard Purdy. They're killing it. Like, musicianship-wise, this is just top-notch stuff.
There's this band's flawless, right? Like, it's funny because we all know and have heard of the Jackson 5. Right. And part of that's because Michael Jackson goes on to have one of the greatest pop careers of all time. But this band being a precursor to them, Jackson 5 stealing their moniker, is kind of crazy, because listening to the song, and I've listened to the Jackson 5 ad nauseum, because as I mentioned, my mother's a big Motown fan. The five stair steps. I got it right. It's a tongue twister, but the five stair steps is every bit as musically inclined as the Jackson 5, and the music here is second to none.
And John, we have 30 seconds left in the song, and right now I don't have to label this podcast as explicit. You've done so well.
Well, F me.
All right, that's Ooh Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps, featured in the film Guardians of the Galaxy. And I did want to say that at the beginning, because we were talking about a very important subject, but this one actually hits a little harder for me tonight as we're recording this, because I lost my sister-in-law to a very rare form of brain cancer. And the anniversary of her death was 2 years yesterday. So we just kind of, you know, celebrated her life yesterday. And then today, here we are talking about this awful, awful disease and this wonderful movie. So I was very glad you picked a very uplifting song tonight, Jeff. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I appreciate you guys having me on to talk about it and to talk up St. Baldrick's.
Oh, anytime. Yep, that's what we're here for. And you want to somehow work St. Baldrick's into the Van Halen show and the Aerosmith show, you're welcome to come on those as well.
I would love to try.
Jeff, your family, you know, you're welcome here anytime. And Corey, your family too, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm sending you all the love and hugs from my humble abode here. I don't give an F what people want to say about you. I love you.
And those efforts, I don't care what they say. As long as I have John's approval, I'm good.
And I just want to throw this out there. Like I said, I don't have a day nailed down quite yet, but when I do the live stream, I would love if you guys would come on and be a part of that.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Be honored to. Absolutely. You got a yes for me. I don't even care what the day is. I'll try and get the day off work and make sure I'm there. And I'll speak for John, too, since he's looking up something on his phone. He's absolutely in as well.
I might be in. I was actually looking at my calendar.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I was looking at my calendar before you spoke for me, because my calendar isn't my own. I don't know if you guys know this. I have these two very busy daughters.
Freeloaders
that will fill my calendar before I get a chance. So the only thing that will hold me back is paternal responsibilities.
Well, fortunately, everybody carries a little high-definition camera with them at all times. Wherever you are with the kids, just turn that camera on and join the live stream, and let's help Jeff raise a ton of money. Jeff, maybe just to wrap us up here one more time, very quickly, St. Baldrick's, how can people support you?
Yeah, you can go to stbaldricks.org/teams/shavinglives2023 and then you can donate to the cause. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, if you want to find a local event to plug into, just use the search engine on stbaldricks.org, plug in your hometown and find one near you.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Jeff. And John, do you have anything you want to promote here tonight?
Yeah, I want to promote Jeff. Jeff works, he works really tirelessly this like 2 or 3 month run up to St. Baldrick's, but Jeff's working it all year round. Like even when it's not for this specific fundraiser, Jeff is pushing people to go to the site and support year round, because the support doesn't start and end with the shaving events. It's just a way to raise awareness, but the St. Baldrick's is raising money all year round. So if this is maybe a tighter time of year for you, it just so happens that they usually make it coincide with tax season. So maybe you're getting a little bit of a refund and you can throw some of your refund money that way. But let's say you get a bonus later in the year. Let's say like you get that community chest or chance card later in the year and some kind of thing bounces back your way. And you just find yourself with a couple extra bucks. Maybe you go hit the refunds of your or your beer cans or soda bottles, and you go refund all of them. By all means, throw some money St. Baldrick's way. Support this cause throughout the year, and let your neighbors know about it, because there isn't a better cause out there.
Amen, Johnny. Well said. With that, let's put a bow on this one on behalf of our special guest, Jeff Saunders, and the one and only John Mariotto. My name is Corey Morissette. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time on Backtracks Theme Music.
People of Xander, the time has come to rejoice and renounce your paltry gods. Your salvation is at hand. Isildur!
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Listen to these words. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Now bring it down hard.
Someday, put it together.
What are you doing?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Come on. Subtle, take it back.
What are you doing?
I'm distracting you, you big turd blossom.